This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A Kremlin spokesperson said mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin, who turned his Wagner Group fighters against the military leadership in Moscow, will move to Belarus, and the criminal charges against him for mounting an armed rebellion will be dropped. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko negotiated the deal with the Wagner Group chief with the approval of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Lukashenko's office confirmed the report, saying he'd known Prigozhin personally for 20 years. Peskov said the negotiations also guaranteed that Wagner fighters who took part in the march towards Moscow would not be prosecuted. The spokesman said those fighters who did not participate in the rebellion would be offered contracts with the defense ministry. The Russian spokesman did not reveal whether there were any concessions made toward Prigozhin to withdraw all his forces, other than the guarantees for his safety and the safety of Prigozhin's men. Peskov called the events that unraveled since Friday tragic. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Wagner Group's armed rebellion exposes Russia's weakness. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery.
The overall outcome of the confrontation remains unclear. Reacting on social media, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky hints that the Wagner Group's rebellion exposes trouble within Russia's top tier. Anyone who chooses the path of evil destroys himself, Zelensky writes, adding that, for a long time, Russia used propaganda to mask its weakness and the stupidity of its government. And now there is so much chaos that no lie can hide it. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
If you'd like more on this story or any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app. Just search VOA News. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News. Israeli police say a Palestinian assailant has opened fire at an Israeli military checkpoint in the occupied West Bank before being shot and killed. Elsewhere in the occupied territory, settlers rampaged through a Palestinian village, throwing stones and setting fires to homes. The incidents Saturday are the latest in months of escalating violence, capping a bloody week in the West Bank. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived at a Jerusalem court Sunday with Hollywood producer Arnon Milchin delivering testimony by video conference from England. Milchin is testifying at Netanyahu's corruption trial to answer questions about an alleged supply chain of champagne and cigars funneled to the Israeli leader and his wife, said to have been in exchange for help with Milchin's personal and business needs. Milchin is a key witness whose testimony is essential for prosecutors who are trying to prove that Netanyahu committed fraud and breach of trust in one of three cases brought against him. The U.S. Justice Department is now proposing a December 11th trial date for Donald Trump in the classified documents case, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon had set an initial trial date of August 14th for former President Trump, who faces 37 felony counts accusing him of illegally hoarding classified documents and obstructing Justice Department efforts to get them back. Prosecutors with Special Counsel Jack Smith's office asked the judge on Friday to reschedule the trial for December. They say the delay is necessary because the case involves classified information and requires Trump's lawyers to obtain security clearances, a process that's underway. Judge Cannon will be the one ultimately setting the trial date. I'm Julie Walker.
Several people were injured on Sunday in a roller coaster accident at an amusement park in the Swedish capital of Stockholm, police said. They added it was not immediately clear how severe the injuries are. A bridge that crosses the Yellowstone River in the U.S. state of Montana collapsed, plunging a freight train carrying hot asphalt and molten sulfur into the rushing water below. No injuries were reported. Officials shut down drinking water intakes downstream while they evaluated the danger from the accident Saturday morning. Railroad crews were at the scene near the town of Columbus, about 40 miles west of Billings. The river was swollen with recent heavy rains, although it is unclear whether that contributed to the bridge collapse. The Yellowstone saw record flooding in 2022. That caused extensive damage to Yellowstone National Park and adjacent towns in Montana. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA